Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would, I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It changed my life completely. There were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
Well, to tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio. And I heard testimonies like we're doing this, and it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there, and of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received, but I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me, and so I just really went in with lots of questions, and tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time that was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, you haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a resident nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel. And we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have, and he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doctor, or I should say Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, mm-hmm. and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
Now, maybe this makes sense to you. It sure does to me. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.